The level of Iraqi resistance has taken some U.S. planners by surprise, but many analysts in the region, including former military men familiar with Iraq's forces, say it shouldn't have. Many say they expected Saddam Hussein to fight more of a guerrilla war this time around. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Cairo.
12 years ago, Saddam Hussein's army tried to fight a conventional war against coalition forces in Kuwait and Iraq. The result was predictable. The Iraqi army was routed. Much of its armor was destroyed by coalition aircraft and artillery, and tens of thousands of Iraqi troops quickly surrendered to U.S.-led forces. The U.S. military may be forgiven for anticipating a similar outcome this time around, but the Iraqis appear to have learned much from the mistakes they made the last time. Retired Egyptian Major General Mohammed Qadeh Said of Cairo's Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies.
They are using geography better to cope with their limitations. Smaller units using towns, they hide, they attack, and they hide again, and they want to drag the American populated areas to lengthen their line of support and to put it in risk in the same time.
These hit-and-run tactics and the use of the so-called Saddam Fedayeen in civilian clothes have complicated the war effort. U.S. and British forces are now being drawn into the kind of street fighting they'd hoped to avoid. And over the weekend, the Iraqis introduced a new weapon, the suicide bomber. 4 U.S. soldiers were killed at a checkpoint outside Najaf. Iraqi officials are promising similar attacks in the future. Retired General Saad Shazli, chief of staff for the Egyptian Armed Forces during the October 1973 war, says he isn't surprised.
Yes, I think these suicide bombers will continue because it's one of the means and one of the things they have at hand to defend themselves. Their object is to raise the price which the Americans have to pay to a point unacceptable to the United States.
Hiding behind and intimidating the local population, hit and run attacks, both say Michael McGinty of the Royal United Services Institute in London have a familiar ring.
The tactics really that Saddam seems to be employing seem to derive from the Viet Cong approach in the Vietnam War. The Viet Cong blended into the civil population in order to attract violence on those civilians, in order to arouse the passion of the population against the invader. And so the use of human shields, the putting the army into civilian clothing, all seems to be the same kind of idea.
The tactics appear to have succeeded in slowing the U.S. advance on Baghdad, the brass ring in any effort to oust Saddam. General Saad Shazli.
To topple the regime of Saddam Hussein, they have to take Baghdad. If they do not achieve this aim, this is a victory for Iraq. So I think the Iraqis will concentrate their best divisions, including the Republican Guard, in Baghdad. Probably 10 to 12 divisions they can put there.
Just a week ago, as U.S. forces raced across the desert toward the capital, it seemed an assault on Baghdad was imminent. Now, says Shazli, that assault will likely be postponed as the U.S. struggles to protect its supply lines and waits for reinforcements for the final assault. Shazli says that could take weeks. Retired Major General Mohammed Qadri Said says he expects Saddam's regime to make the U.S. forces come to them, street by street, house by house, inflicting the maximum number of casualties in hopes of turning U.S. public opinion against the war.
They are sure that they cannot win it in a military, way. I think their hope is to, at the end, some settlement will take place. Or even if Baghdad fall under the American occupation, it will not be the final scene of the whole drama.
And the longer it takes for the U.S. to take Baghdad, he says, the more support for Saddam Hussein will grow, both in the Arab world and among the Iraqi people, even those who may have opposed him in the past. And, says Mohammed Qadri Said, Iraqi civilian casualties will also work against the Americans when and if they enter the city.
The fall of Baghdad will not be as the Americans imagined before. Okay, they will maybe at certain day enter Baghdad, but as invaders, not as liberators. And this is I think also is a bad result for the American, because how to deal with the country after that.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.